The multidimensional woman gets to be a badass at work. She is nurturing in her relationships. She is connected to her pleasure. She is devoted to her spirituality. She is tapped into her creativity and her intuition. She is ambitious, and she's also a priestess and a goddess. She is all of it. A multidimensional woman is liberated. She is empowered. She is embodied. She is free to be herself.
Welcome to The Feminine Frequency. I'm your host, Amy Natalie, women's empowerment coach, feminine embodiment guide, and creator of The Feminine Codes. This podcast is designed to awaken your feminine energy, elevate your frequency, and empower your mindset. We cover everything from increasing your confidence, trusting your intuition, deepening intimacy in your relationships, and magnetizing abundance into your life. Each week, you'll receive a new episode filled with feminine wisdom and inspiration to remind you of the magic that already lives inside of you. Ready to dive in? Let's do this, sister.
Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to this intuitive flow session. I am so excited to be on the microphone and to connect with you today. So I'm going to invite you to take a moment and pause, and wherever you are right now, just take a nice, slow, deep breath, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just arriving here in our space together so that you can receive this transmission, you can receive this wisdom. Beautiful. So over the past few weeks, I've had so much creativity flowing through me, so much clarity and intuitive guidance that has come through, and I'm going to be doing my best to put it into words for you here today, this huge topic of what it means to be a multidimensional woman. And this topic really has come through because it is part of my own soul evolution. And I know that it's a huge component to every woman's journey of becoming her authentic self, of becoming her most alive self, of becoming her most embodied self, is going through this journey of breaking out of the boxes that society puts us in and breaking out of the boxes that we have put ourselves in, and instead living life as your full multidimensional self, right? As feminine beings, we are so multidimensional. Yet the society that we grew up in is very heavily masculine dominated, meaning that it is more one-dimensional. The masculine is very linear, it's very calculated. And when we try and conform to a society that is very linear and logical, we often miss out on the magic and we limit who we can be. We ignore and suppress and reject certain parts of ourselves in order to try to fit in order to try to live up to society's expectations and prescription of how to be successful. And the implications of that are that we end up suffering internally, because when you suppress your feminine essence, when you suppress certain parts of your authentic self, that results in chronic health issues in our body. It results in anxiety. It results in depression. It results in feeling empty inside, or the feeling of something is missing. And I used to feel this way in my everyday life. And over time, because I've had these awakenings and really learned how to shift out of the masculine paradigm that I was living in and learn to be more of an embodied version of myself, it has gotten easier to recognize when I'm out of alignment with my authentic self. So this used to show up in my relationships. It used to show up in what I was wearing, how I was acting, how I was behaving. And it has also shown up in many ways in my business where unconsciously I have followed guidance from certain business coaches, or I've seen other women in my industry who have been really successful. And then I've molded or modified my business and my offerings based on what I think they should look like versus really staying true, fully authentically true to who I am and how I'm here to serve. So recently, what I've discovered, I had a pretty big awakening in my business where I realized that I've been so focused on supporting women specifically to develop their confidence and their self-expression in the areas of stepping into their purpose and starting their soul-aligned business. And while I am really passionate about that, and while I love supporting women in that area, I realized that I haven't been focusing my offerings as much on the area of relationships, romantic relationships. And that's been such a huge part of my journey. And I've supported so many women on their journeys to create more conscious, healthy, empowered relationships from a place of self-awareness, from a place of deep inner healing. And so as I realized that I had been putting myself in this box, I was like, oh, something has to shift. Like, my business is going to feel so much better. I'm going to feel so much more liberated when I honor all of these different parts to myself. And that really got me thinking, what if every single woman in the world created a life where she was being her fully expressed self? And that's what really lights me up, is this knowing that when women live as their authentic self, that everyone benefits. Everything outside of them will shift. Everything outside of you will shift. You will be able to create deeper intimacy in your relationships because people will get to experience more of you, right? You will experience more success in your career because you are showing up from a place of authenticity, which is so magnetic. Yes, of course, there will be some people who don't resonate with it, but those aren't your people. And so when we start to show up as our fully multidimensional selves, everything starts to shift. So that's what we're going to be diving into today, is really connecting with this archetype of the multidimensional woman. And I want to first describe who she is, and then we're going to go into some key aspects of what it takes to become a multidimensional woman. So when I think of a multidimensional woman, I think of a woman who is bold and brave and unapologetic. She is so powerful and fierce, yet she is also able to tap into her softness, her sensitivity, her intuition, her compassion, right? All of these different aspects of herself. The multidimensional woman also allows herself to be messy, right? She gets to be silly and playful. She gets to be sad and angry and everything in between, really embracing all of her emotions. The multidimensional woman gets to be a badass at work. She is nurturing in her relationships. She is connected to her pleasure. She is devoted to her spirituality. She is tapped into her creativity and her intuition. She is ambitious, and she's also a priestess and a goddess. She is all of it. A multidimensional woman is liberated. She is empowered. She is embodied. She is free to be herself. And I want you to know that no matter where you're at on your journey of embracing your feminine essence, that all of this is available to you. That even if you have fears and self-doubt that are running the show right now, that it is totally possible for you to become the version of yourself that deep down on a soul level, you know that you can be. The version of yourself who is not afraid to put herself out there. The version of yourself who shows up with confidence, who shows up with vulnerability, with authenticity. That is all available for you. And the beautiful thing about this is that as the inner shifts happen, your external reality has to change. It's not like you have to put in all of this hard work to be successful in all of these different areas of your life. It's more about putting in the work to become your new identity, to become more of who you are, to bring yourself fully online. And when you do that, your external reality responds. Your relationships start to shift. Your career starts to feel more fulfilling and more successful. Your health starts to improve. Your day-to-day life has to shift because your inner frequency is shifting. Okay, so I want to break this down a little bit more. I want to go into the three key aspects, three key pillars of what it means to be a multidimensional woman. The first aspect is a woman who is deeply devoted to her soul growth, to her personal growth. She is deeply devoted to discovering new parts of herself and meeting those parts of herself with love and with compassion. As a feminine being, the deeper that you are willing to go in self-exploration and self-discovery, what you'll find is that you are already a multidimensional being. You are a unique being, and you are an ever-changing and ever-evolving being. And so the more that you can devote yourself to your daily practices and to becoming the most embodied version of yourself, the more you're going to find that these aspects that have been hiding inside of you that already existed are going to start to come to the forefront. The second aspect is a woman who embraces all parts of herself. This means that you're not just being a perfectionist, or you're not just trying to put on a, you know, happy face all the time. You're willing to go to the depths of your emotions. You're also willing to embrace your shadows, embrace the parts of yourself that are not so pretty and put together, and the parts of yourself that maybe you've been afraid to even look at because you're afraid of, oh, that makes me unlovable, or oh, that makes me unattractive, or oh, that makes me feel a lot of shame because I feel like I'm a bad person if I'm X, Y, and Z. So as you discover these parts of yourself and are willing to look and go there, then the next aspect of that is, can you embrace all parts of yourself? Because the only way that you can be fully expressed and that you can access your multidimensionality is if you're willing to be with the parts of yourself that might not look so pretty or that you've been rejecting for a long time, and meeting those with so much love and so much compassion. The third aspect of a multidimensional woman is a woman who is thriving in all areas of her life. So if you have noticed that you have been so focused on your career, or maybe you're in a chapter in your life where you have been devoted to being a mom and that has become your whole identity, I want you to know that you are so much more than your career and you are so much more than your identity as a mother. You get to be all of it. You get to thrive in all areas of your life and to embrace all these different aspects of yourself. When you do this, you're going to feel so much more connected to your pleasure, to your joy, to your fulfillment. And that's really what it is, being a multidimensional woman, is not just pigeonholing yourself into a specific identity or a specific way of being. So those are the three main aspects of being a multidimensional woman. And like I mentioned earlier, this is a journey of becoming your authentic self. And it doesn't happen overnight. there are so many deep layers to this process of unleashing and of unlearning and of becoming your most unapologetic, authentic self. And these are the different layers that I guide my clients through in my private mentorship and also in my group coaching program, because doing this work on your own can often feel overwhelming. And sometimes we don't see our own blind spots. We don't see the ways in which we are sabotaging. We don't see the ways in which we are blocking ourselves until someone asks the right questions or can point out the ways in which you are getting in your own way that you're not aware of, right? And also, because this is such deep soul work, having the support and not doing it on your own and really being held throughout this process can be so much easier. It is so much easier. Not that the work is easy, but it feels so much better than, you know, being isolated and doing this work on your own. So I want to go through these different layers and give you kind of like a high level perspective of what it actually takes to be your authentic self, because it's a lot easier said than done. The first place that we begin is looking at limiting beliefs that you have developed from your childhood and getting to the root cause of the insecurities and of the fears that you are currently experiencing. So we get to these deep limiting beliefs that are contributing to you experiencing a lot of self-doubt, overthinking, fear of being seen, imposter syndrome. All of that is rooted in your childhood, and we really take a look at these subconscious beliefs so that we can start to transform them. We also take a look at shadow work, looking at the parts of yourself that you have unconsciously been rejecting, the parts of yourself that maybe don't look so pretty on the outside, that you've been afraid of really looking at and being with. In addition to shadow work, we look at inner child healing to bring more self-compassion, to reparent these younger parts of yourself, and to come to a place of deep, deep self-love and self-acceptance. Because if you want to be a new version of yourself, if you want to grow and expand, it's not going to happen from a place of self-judgment and self-criticism. It's going to come from a place of self-compassion and deeply loving yourself and holding yourself through the process. Next, we really look at how, like, discovering who you are at a soul level. Who is the most authentic version of you without all of the conditioning of who you should be? And there's a really big process here of letting go of your old identity. Our ego doesn't like to let go of these parts of ourselves. It feels afraid to become a new version of yourself, right? But your soul is guiding you in that direction. And as you discover more of who you are on a soul level, you're going to be able to show up more as your authentic self. The next layer is learning how to listen to your intuition, right? If you've been living life according to how other people have recommended that you should live it, it's likely that you don't trust yourself or that you feel disconnected from your intuition. And so as you are aligning with your authentic self and what feels true for you, the next step is learning how to take action and how to honor your intuitive guidance. And as you do that, it's very common and very likely that fears are going to come up, that emotions are going to come up because you're trying something new. You're stepping out of your comfort zone. You're paving a new path for yourself. You're stepping into the unknown. And so we need to learn how to alchemize your fears, how to alchemize your emotions, and transmute them instead of letting them take over, instead of letting them be in the driver's seat. A lot of my clients will share that before we work together, they go into these like anxiety spirals or these shame spirals or these fear spirals. And sometimes they get stuck there for weeks and months at a time, and it sabotages their ability to follow through with things and to take action. So learning how to alchemize your emotions will help you to move through those fears a lot faster so that you can stay in alignment and build momentum and keep moving forward on your journey. And then last but not least, we really work on this embodied confidence, not just cognitively knowing that you're worthy, but feeling deep within your body, deep within your cells, a whole new level of confidence that maybe you've never experienced in your whole life. And when you show up from that embodied, confident place, again, that's what is most magnetic. That's where you're going to feel so proud of yourself because you're no longer going to let those fears and doubts get in the way. You're no longer going to focus on worrying about what other people think about you, right? You're going to get to show up as your most authentic and unapologetic self. So those are some of the more advanced personal development aspects that I work on with my clients. And when we get to the root of things, when we do the embodiment practices, that's where the lasting shifts happen. You know, a lot of women will tell me, yeah, I've been listening to your podcast for a long time. I've been reading books. I've been doing personal development for years. And while I feel like I have learned so much, I haven't noticed a huge shift in my life. And so if you're wanting a bigger transformation and you're wanting to actually see new results in your life, you have to be willing to go deeper. And oftentimes that entails allowing someone to guide you deeper than you can go yourself. And so before I recorded this episode, I was thinking, what would be the most valuable next step that I can offer to my listeners who are ready to become their most multidimensional self? Because listening to this podcast is step one. Learning about the multidimensional woman archetype is definitely step one, but it's not enough. And what came to mind is a resource that I offer only to my paid clients, but I want to offer it to you as a gift because I want you to take action. I don't want you to just listen to this podcast and then not do anything from it, right? So what I want to offer you is a feminine embodiment class that I created. And essentially during this class, I guide you through feminine movement practices to explore different feminine archetypes, to explore different parts of your self-expression that maybe you've been suppressing. Maybe you've been suppressing your sexuality and your sensuality. Maybe you've been suppressing your confidence. Maybe you've been suppressing your emotions. And through this practice, we create space for you to connect with those parts of yourself and to release some of the ways that you have been standing in your own way and really release that inner critic by getting out of your head and getting into your body. So I would really love to share this practice with you. And the way that you can receive it is to simply send me a message on Instagram. You can find me at Amy Natalie Co. And let me know that you want the embodiment class for the Multidimensional Woman podcast episode. And I will go ahead and send you the link so that you can try the class and you can experience it for yourself. And a lot of my clients, what they'll say is even in just one class, their experience is that they feel so much more connected to themselves. And they describe it as this journey of coming home to self, of activating and connecting with parts of themselves that they knew were there all along, but they just haven't connected with them or haven't felt them for a really long time. So I'm excited to share that with you. Come on over, send me a message on Instagram. Also, if you feel lit up after listening to this episode, I feel super lit up right now. And I'm so excited that you joined me for this journey today. I invite you to take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your Instagram stories. And again, you can tag me at Amy Natalie Co. And we'll see you next week for another episode of The Feminine Frequency. Have a beautiful rest of your day.